Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind, and of course you. We send greetings to you because we love you. Today we want you to know that we love you. We really do love you. Yes, yes, yes. And you can call us today, 347-857-3925. Press the 1, and you will talk to somebody here. Who do you want to talk to? Well, just let us know who it is that you desire to talk to. Direct your question to, maybe. Or tell us your testimony. Tell what God has done for you. Or what you're expecting God to do. I really want to hear. I know God is doing wonderful things in your life. So won't you share it with us, huh? Now remember, call us today and let us know what it is that God is doing for you, or you want God to do for you, and we agree with you. Is that okay? All right. Now, here is none other than our own Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Father, you're a King of kings and Lords of lords, giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Lord, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day. Oh, we just glorify your name. I just thanking you, Lord. I just magnifying your name. Forgive me for just being so joyous this morning. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father. Father, for many did not wake up this morning, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. Father, as we come before you, Lord, as I rest my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, asking you, Father, for forgiveness of any sin, Lord, Father, that we have committed against you, the people that we are praying for have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask you, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord. And, Father, as you forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord, Father. Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father, that are still grieving right now, Lord, Father. We ask you, Father God, to send your comforter to them right now in the name of Jesus. As we lift up the Wade, Greer, Benjamin, Whitted family, Lord, Father, asking you, Father, to continue to touch them. Give them the peace, Lord, Father, that they need, Lord, Father. Father, the Jarvis family, Lord, Father, continue to touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to touch those that don't know you, Lord, Father, as their Lord and Savior, Father, or have walked away, Father. We ask you for mercy today, Lord, Father. Let them repent, Lord, Father, knowing that you are merciful and forgiving God, knowing that you're a God of second chances, Lord, Father. Let them not leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord, Father, but accept you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we pray today for Prophet Bostic and his sister right now, Lord, Father. Continue to give him strength as he take care of his sister, Lord. Father, touch him right now in the name of Jesus. We pray today, Father, for your men and women that are standing, Lord, Father God, for your word, Lord. Touch them right now. We ask you to keep your shield of protection round about them. Your warring and minister angels, Lord, round about them this day, Lord, Father. Father, set forth, Lord Father, their prayer warriors, Lord Father, that is interceding for them on their behalf, Lord. We cancel the assignment of the enemy, Lord Father God, that would try, Lord Father God, for them to stand down, Lord Father, compromise your word. Or, Father God, even try to commit suicide, Lord. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we release peace to their minds right now, Lord, Father. Strength and encouragement to them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We continue to pray for Natasha, Lord. Touch her right now, Lord, Father. You know what she needs, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for making ways out of no ways, Lord. Father, those, Lord, that are dealing with cancer, any form and type of cancer right now, Lord, Father, going to dialysis, Lord, strengthen them right now, Lord, Father. We pluck up cancer from the root cause right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask you to cover them. Cover them right now under the blood, Lord, Father. Strengthen them as they continue to deal with chemo, Lord. Father, continue to touch Crystal, Lord, Father. Give her the strength, Lord, Father, as she continue to go through, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord. Father, for we know, Lord, Father, that you are, Lord, Father, a God of healing. We know, Lord, Father, God, that you are the God of just being there for us, Lord, being whatever it is, Father, that we need you, Lord. We thank you for being that way maker. We thank you for being that protector, Lord. Father, we thank you for being that provider. We thank you for being that healer. We just say thank you today. Father, touch, Lord, Father, each and every person upon this list, Lord. Father, you know them name by name, and you know exactly what they need. And we thanking you for making ways out of no ways. We thank you for your will being done, Lord. Father, as I hold up to you also, my apostle, Lord, Father, I ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen her, Lord, Father. Continue to keep her covered under the blood, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now as you always and continually keep her, Lord, Father. Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, have mercy today, Lord, Father. Touch those here right now, Lord, Father, that are listening to the broadcast, Lord, Father, that are listening now and that will listen at a later time at whatever form, Lord, Father God, that they use to listen, Lord, Father. Touch them right now, Lord, Father. Let them know, Lord, Father, that you are a God of second chances. You are love. You are merciful, Lord. You are forgiving. Father, we thanking you right now for giving them the peace that they need, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now as we ask you this day to unstop deaf ears right now and give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word that comes forth, Lord. Father, we cancel all assignment that was sent towards this broadcast. Anyone speaking on this broadcast, anyone listening to this broadcast, we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now that would try to hinder it right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we release, Lord, Father, your warrior and minister angels, Lord, Father, standing guard, Lord, Father God, round about them, Lord. Father, decrease my apostle and my deacon, Lord, Father, as the word come forth today, as you increase in them right now, in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we give you all praises, honor, and glory, and thanking you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen again for Sister Diane praying. If we didn't get your name in, that's because you didn't call us and give us your name. You have to give us your name. You may say what you would like for us to pray for, who, you know, and we will pray for them so you can hear us praying for them, okay? Call us at 347-857 3925 and press the 1 and give us your name, what you desire for us to pray for, okay? We will pray with you and for you. Now, don't leave us out there by ourselves praying alone. Why I say that is because he said, where two of you touch and agree, touching anything, he'll answer, he'll hear you. But now, if I'm doing it all by myself, that ain't us two, is it? Huh? So that means you and I got to agree together here so we can get the job done, all right? All right. You understand, don't you? oh, yes, yes, yes. You understand. I'm so glad. Now we're going to get something done. Give us that call now. We are waiting for you. If you want to tell us what the goodness of God, what God has done for you, just tell something. I know he's done something for you. I know God has done something for you. And you just so busy about thinking about problems and everything till you don't even think about what God already done for you. Hmm? Just think about it and tell us about it. We want to help you praise him, okay? Amen. All right, now. Come on now, you know. And I know you're praying for me. I know you're praying for me. Praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. All right, let me give you another word here today. To bear defeat with dignity, to accept criticism with poise, to receive honors with humility. These are marks of maturity and graciousness. To bear defeat with dignity, to accept criticism with poise, to receive honors with humility. These are marks of maturity and graciousness. Do you have that mark today? I trust that you do. I trust that you do. Yes, yes, yes. You know, God is still good to me. I'm working on me right now, okay? Praise God. I am working on me also because you're praying for me, my well-being at this time. You're praying for me to, you know, come on up. Amen. I know, I know. Praise the Lord. But you didn't mind, do you, if I kind of set back some, all right, due to the events in my life here lately, did you? Was no control of mine, all right, that certain things occurred, but, you know, praise God. I thank God it could have been worse. Amen. It could have been worse. I thank God that he brought me this far. Amen. And I'm moving on up, moving on up. Yes, yes, I am moving on up. I'll be all the way back in after a while, you know. Just give me a little time, okay? I'm still moving, moving. Yes, yes. All right, today, praise God. Hallelujah. I was really just kind of delaying a little bit because I want to be sure of the word that I'm coming forth with. You know, I like to be sure, so I kind of, you know, talk a little, waiting for God to, you know, release certain things to me, okay? This is what I do. I don't know what nobody else do, but this is what I do. And how's the weather in your part today? Praise God. We have it a little sunny and chilly here today. Nice weather for us, okay? It's not piping hot here. Praise God. All right, now I'm in today, as I start, Psalms, the 18th chapter. Now, as I looked over my notes here and everything, I was going to go to someplace else, but, you know, I think I'll stick here with what I have. But my scripture for today is the 18th chapter and the 19th verse. That's the scripture where I want to start, I believe it is. 19th verse. It says, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. Did you hear that? He delivered me because he delighted in me. There's a cause, do you see? Now, I get to the rest of these scriptures after that, but I wanted you to hear that first, okay? And we're going to go on. But we're starting at the first verse. I'm starting there for a reason. This is a personal psalm. Personal, personal. It's very personal. You'll find out that the writer had so many personal words here. Show you that it's for who? You and me. It's a personal message. All right? And I when I went back over it again, I said, wow. I said, you know, Lord, I thank you for being you. I thank you for being there. Okay. How can you, with a God like we serve, you know, he made a way for us. And as I was sitting here and I thought about when he was saying in the Old Testament, he said, I am that I am. And that was very personal. See, I am is personal. Do you get it? A personal. So God was doing what? He was putting into plans for us to have a personal relationship with him. Do you see what I'm saying? A personal relationship. Because I am is personal. Now, when you start to talking about they, you're in the negative. See, they is in the negative. You see, but I am is personal. So we begin here in the 18th chapter of Psalm. And he says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. You see, he starts off acknowledging how personal this is. And what we want to relate to you today is just how personal God is in your life, or should be if he's not. And it goes on to say the second one, the Lord, I want you to listen to this, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Now, this scripture is not leaving anything out in your life that occurs in your life. You can say my. My is very personal. He's your personal Lord and Savior. Do you see what I'm saying? My high tower. Everything that I need. Now, right in that second verse there, you're going to find about 10 my's in there. Now, that's making it very personal. Because when it becomes 10 my's, that means you shall not want. 10 is the number that says, referred to as, you shall not want anything. Because you have a covering. See that? You have someone on your side. Somebody on your side, you see. And what we'll say today, you can say to yourself, this is my place. And we'll make it even more personal, my high place. Because he's my high tower, right? And he say, he make my feet like hinds' feet. And set me upon my high places. So He's your high place. Huh? Can you own that today? Say, God is my high place. This is my high place. Get more sure of yourself and be more sure. Don't doubt. This is my high place. Don't just say it's your high place. Say, this is my high place. You see, just like the writer says here, he began and he goes on to continue in that vein. He said, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Okay? They made me afraid. All right? But the sorrows of hell compassed me about. Nails of death prevented me. I have all these things coming at me. You see, coming at who? Me. Personally, me. Now, you know, when you're going through, it's coming at who? You, ain't it? It's not your neighbor. It's not your mother, father, nobody, children, or whoever. It's not them. It's you. This is personal. The enemy has set his sights on you personally. Okay. The sorrow of hell could pass me about. The snares of death prevented me. Now, here we go. In my distress, after all is said and done, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. Not nobody else's God, not God of Abraham, Isaac. Well, that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, just in my bag there. Not the, what's that man name, them other people's name, Sun, Moon, Yun, and all them folks. Not them God. You ain't call them, but them in distress. I call upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard what? My voice. Hello, say my voice. You ought to say my voice. Out of his temple. God made it personal. He was in his temple, and he heard my voice and my cry because I was in distress. Come on now, think about it now. You're in distress, some type of distress. Something is going on in your life, but we've got to cry out to God, right? And my cry came before him, even into his ears. Lord, have mercy. You see how personal it is now? See, that's why you can say, this is my high place. This is my high place, because he hear me. When I'm in distress, when I'm afraid, he hear me. When I can't see my way, he hear me. Oh, I love it. I love it because he hear me. And this is such a scripture that will let you know, be encouraged, whatever is going on, because you have a high place in God. He had made that place for you just to hear you when you cry. Then the earth shook and trembled. Foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. He was mad with the devil by touching his righteous. My goodness, my goodness. Do you see what I'm saying? Oh, come on now. Wake up. You have something in you that no devil in hell should be able to move. You should not allow the devil no room to cause you to block what God has already given you. You got what you need right now. Don't sit around and wonder, well, I wonder if God cares. Yes, he cares. He loves you enough to do what? Make a way for you to be there when the enemy come against you, when the enemy makes you afraid, when it look like you can't make it through nothing that you try to do, you can't make it. God makes it for you. Lord, I thank him for that. Lord, have mercy. I thank him to help me when my storms come, don't you? Come on now, I know he my high place. How about you? Can you say that today? He is my high place. Then the earth shook and trembled. Everything shaken because he was wroth. He was mad. He was upset. The enemy is distressing you. The enemy is coming against his children, and he doesn't like it. Now, what about you? You like it? You going to say, come on, devil, do it some more? Come on now. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth, devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Now, when it start, all of that started happening with God, now you know God got your back, don't you? Come on now. You know he got your back. I don't care what you're going through, how you going through it. The people that's against you could be your own kin, because a lot of time your own kin is against you. You see, they don't understand you, you see. And they don't understand why you serve God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But I love it. Look what God does. He devours it. Oh, my God. He bowed the heavens also and came down. And darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He came quickly, didn't he? He came quicker than you expected him to. You didn't expect God to come that quick, now did you? But when he is your high place, he came on the wind. Look at that. When the wind blew, God was right there to back you up. He got your back. Don't let nobody tell you God don't have your back. Don't let nobody tell you that God ain't thinking about you, because you are precious in his sight. Do you hear me? You are precious, because the scripture also says he maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He sets me up out of the way of the enemy. And the enemy can't hurt you. Oh, he only hurt you get is because you allow him to hurt you. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. My God, shooting out fire and hailstones, and he mean for that enemy to get back. Come on, say, get back, devil, get back. Say, God is pushing you back, honey, with everything he got. Everything he's got, he's putting against that enemy that came against you. And you thought you was out there by yourself, didn't you? My God, my God. You are not out there by yourself. If you are one of his children, if you repented of your sins and let him wash you in his blood and everything, you are one of his, and he has your back. He's not going to allow any devil in hell to come against you. He will put everything he got against that enemy that's stressing you out. I love that, y'all. I don't know about you, but I'm happy about that. My God. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Can you imagine coals of fire coming against folks? Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. The devil ain't got a chance, is he? Y'all, let me tell you one thing. You're in your high place in God, huh? He did what? He make us to dwell in high places where the enemy can't touch us. And them high places in Christ Jesus. Do you get the picture today? It's in Christ Jesus. And when you are in that high place in Christ Jesus, the devil can't touch you unless he get permission from God. And let me tell you, God ain't going to readily give him permission if you ain't ready, if you can't handle it, if you can't be still and know that he is God and allow him to take control. Oh, my God. Faith allows God to take control of what you have him to take control of. You have. Do you have faith in him today? Or are you doubting? Or somebody come along and fed you, well, you know, ain't God ain't real and ain't no God. And you, do you see God? Yeah, you see him. Every time you breathe, you see him. See that? And when it's cold, you see that smoke come out your mouth when you breathe. Your nose and stuff. Think about God then. Who else made that? Nobody else but God could do that. Now, he's turning things. Then the channels of waters were seen. Foundations of the world was discovered at the rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostril. Everything knows when God is wrong. Can't you see the turmoils in the world today? You know God is wrought, don't you? Sin is on the rampage. You think God don't know? He know. This is why it's tumbled in now. Do you see everything is upside down? You see he done shook the heavens and the earth as he promised he was going to do, and the sea. He shaked up everything. Nothing is sure anymore because, sin has come forth so strongly in the earth. See? And it's time for him to shake it up, clean it up, and then purify it the way he desired for it to be with his people in it. Do you see? And his people going to be the one that keep the world. We are the ones going to be in the world, right? You didn't know that, did you? Do you want to be? No. Anybody saying nothing? Maybe you don't want to be. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. Isn't that something? God done took you out of so much trouble. What is he telling you? He turned everything upside down to do what? To bring you out. Many waters, troubles, many things have gone wrong in your life. Many people have turned against you, and sometimes your health has failed you, and you lost your home, you lost your car, you lost your wife, you lost your children, you lost something. Something has been lost, and you're in so much distress and despair, you don't know what you can do about it, and all you want to think about is you don't even have to think about that. Let me tell you, by not taking your life, forget that, because that ain't gonna work, ain't gonna settle nothing, because God can draw you out of the many things that you found yourself in, the troubles that you're in, whether you're locked up in prison or you're locked up in a relationship that got you bound up. I don't know what you're in today, but let me tell you, he will draw you out. Did you hear me? Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. He delivered me from my strong enemy. Oh, my God, you thought that enemy of witchcraft. Oh, honey, he'll deliver you from that too right now. Anything. And from them which hate me. For they were too strong for me. Now, sometimes you have enemies that are extremely strong and too strong for you. But let me tell you, you of faith. You keep your faith in Christ Jesus because he has the answer to every one of those problems. When the enemy get too strong, and God knows he get too strong for you sometimes, and I know you think you got all the faith in the world, but let me tell you, it's in the world, it ain't in you. You see, sometimes you've got to allow God to use his strength whereby you don't have that much strength at that time. You could be sick sometimes. You could be weary sometimes. You have just come through a great storm in your life or loss in your life. You don't have all that strength. So what you have to lean on? The strength of God. And when his strength comes, Lord, have mercy. He got it. For they were too strong for me, is what the writers say. But when they get too strong for me, let me tell you, God comes in just in time with fire and stones and all those things that he has made darkness and whatever come against your enemy that have hate you so and all. You don't have to worry about the people. I told you many times, I tell people, been telling them for years, you don't have to worry about the people that hate you. You know why? Because God got them. He going to take care of them. He's not going to let them get by with anything. Come on now. Hello. They are going to pay the piper. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. See what I'm saying? And say, they, that's them negative people, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. You can try to stop me from doing anything. Do you hear what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who you are, how much money you got, how much power, prestige you think you got. You don't have much as God. I will put God against you any day, and I'll say with my life on the line. Huh? Because I know who I believe. I know who I am. I know who I serve. And this God is the God that made the heavens and the earth and everything in it. He have power over it. So when he have power over it, then I've given him power over me, my life, because I've done what? Gave my life to him to get the glory out of it to suit himself. So he has the responsibility of me. You see, because I gave it to him. See, let your will be done in my life, Lord. Do you see? I'm not wanting my will to be done because it ain't worth 2 cents. But see, I want God's will to be done. You should too. See? And this is what came in the 19. He brought me forth also into a large place. Lodging things now. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Oh, he's doing all this because he delighted in you. Do you see the picture here? Can you get that? Just because he delighted in you. He's happy for you. You know, one scripture says God sings over us. Do you know he sings over us when we're doing right? Okay, let's put that in there. When we're doing right, he sings over us. Ooh, I love it, love it, love it. The Lord reward me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands, had he recompensed me. But, see, that's the key. Your righteousness. Hello. The cleanliness of your hands. See, this is the key to having that personal Savior. This is the key to having that personal Savior. Now, we could go on and on about it. The rest of the scripture, you can read that too. You know how he talks about the glory of God. This is all he's talking about is the glory of God and how God is bringing you into a personal relationship with him so that he can always take care of you and you can do what? Always dwell in high places in him. See, the high places is in who? In him, in Christ Jesus. This is where the high places are, and you should want to dwell there. You should always want to dwell there in the high places in Christ Jesus, not on the a limb with the devil, and any minute it's going to break and you're going to fall. That's what's happening. Any minute that thing going to break and you're going to fall. Huh? And then once you fall, what's going to happen now? What happens? You're injured. You're hurt. And you're discouraged. And you're disappointed. And your faith just went out the window and all. Yeah, this is what we do. We get mad with God. We mad with God's people. We mad with everybody. Now, right quickly, I'm going back to that scripture, but right now I'm going to 2 Corinthians 6 chapter and the 16th verse, and it says, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Isn't that, now that's a guarantee. Did you hear that? When you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, this is what he said he would do. I would dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And we're going a little further. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now, he's telling you how he's going to receive. Separate yourself from the unclean. You know some things is unclean. You know some people is unclean. Why you insist on hanging around them? I don't care if you related to them or not. I know a lot of people be mad, but that's just the way it is when you come down to God. It's either God or them, or they. The negative people. He will receive you, but he said what? Be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And will, he say, I receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, said the Lord Almighty. That's who you'll be. Do you get it? Do you want to be it? Let's ask that first, the first one. So, do you really want to be that? Now, if you don't want to be that, what happened here? Then you won't. He said, you will be my sons and daughters. Do you want to be his sons and daughters or not? Now, if you don't, you ain't got to be. You don't have to be. Hello, you can make that. See, you make the choice. What do you want to do? You want to serve the Lord or what? Now listen what the 7th chapter of 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, the first verse says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, seeing holiness in the fear of God." In the fear of God. That's where you go. Now, what you want to do? How do you want to do this? See? Now, where we were over here in Psalms. Now, we was in Psalms, the 18th chapter, wasn't it?
Right.
So, now, we was in Psalms, the 18th chapter. And I think I had one in Psalms, the 19th, I believe I did. Let me see, what did I have it marked? I'll get it to you. I thought I had it marked. I got that. No, I don't believe I marked it. No, I didn't mark it, so I'm not going to give it to you because I don't want to read the whole entire thing. But we'll go back to where we were in the 18th chapter song. because God is serious about you. Are you serious about him? Huh? Are you committed to him? Have you made up your peace with God? Have you decided? See, this is your choice now. People, let me tell you one thing. It's your choice. When he made you with a free will. You was a person able to make choices for yourself, okay? And a lot of times you make a choice, say, this is what I think is best for me. Isn't that what we do a lot? We do that? What is best for me? I'll do this and I'll do that. Because this is all, this is best for me, and you don't know what's good for me. You know how you tell us off all the time, you know, when we be trying to tell you. And don't let the pastor try to tell you nothing. Lord have mercy. You know more than the pastor, and you don't even come to Bible study or Sunday school. You don't be to neither one of them, so you ain't even been taught. You don't know nothing. You see what I'm saying? And you mess around, and let me tell you one thing. We get on this, what you call it? We look at the TV preachers all the time, and we get everything. We get all mixed up because this preacher say that, that preacher say the other, and then you come back to your church home, and you bring that back to your church home. Now, if the preacher take on all of them different preachers, he's confused or she is confused. Then you're going to really want to leave the church then, aren't you? Come on, think about it now, huh? Now, God has put you in a place, a church home. Listen, he has put you in a church home. Now, I'm saying it, put you there. I'm going to take it for granted that he did put you there. Now, if he didn't put you there, you went there because Cousin Joe is there and Aunt B is there and all these people is there at the church that you know. But is it good for you? Huh? Think about it now. Who made the choice? Aunt B and Cousin Joe, all these people, and Uncle Bubba, he made the choice. They made the choices, didn't they? You didn't make the choice. I'm going there because my aunt go there. The aunt ain't told you the little parts of the church you ain't come to know. When you get in there, then you know, and you say, why am I over here? No, you ran behind Uncle Joe and Uncle Bubba. See, you run behind them. Instead of making a choice, asking God, first order of business is ask God, is this the church that I should be in and grow in? And grow in. Because there are going to be times things are going to get rough in the church. You're not going to like everything that go on in the church. Everything the pastor say you ain't going to like. Everything the pastor do, you're not going to agree with. But because you made a covenant with God that this is the place that he said for you to be in and grow, not go, but to grow in. You see, that is what you ought to do. And when you do that, you will find that now you are doing what? Going into your high places in Christ Jesus because you're growing. You see what I'm saying? Do anybody get the picture? You are growing. See? You're growing. Now, you're not going to grow instantly like you want to. It's a learning process. Growing is the learning process. It's not fast, fast growth. Growth we had was when the Nineveh scene. See? He only made something grow fast then. Just to prove a point. That's what God had things to grow that fast. Okay? Overnight. You're not growing overnight. Stop trying to go to get saved today and by next Sunday or whatever day you have church, whatever day, you know more than the preacher. Just because you're a fast reader don't mean you understand. Do you get the picture? Stop and get some understanding. Marinate on the word. Allow God to give you the meaning of what you're reading. That means you got to pray too. You ain't just reading, don't pray. You'll never see what he's talking about. You'll never get the full understanding. You'll never see and experience the anointing. Praise God. See, you want to go to the high place, but you don't want to do what you have to do to get to the high place. Do you get the picture? When God tells you to be someplace else, you want to stay here. Oh, no, God, I'd rather stay here. I don't want to go there. Well, now you ain't going to grow. You know why you're not going to grow? Because you're in the wrong place. He done told you to leave there. He had some place for you, else for you to go so you can grow. I know that didn't go too good with you, did it? Well, I'm very sorry that it didn't go too good with you, but the truth is the truth anyway. You look at it, all right? We going to the high places. We're trying to do what? Help you go where God wants you to be, set upon high places in Christ Jesus. You always want to be where? On the lowest part of the totem pole. You're always trying to hang around the bottom. With the, how to say, at the little round the seashore where the little tadpoles and everything at? Is that where you want to be? Huh? Come on, talk. Think about it. Talk to yourself. Talk to somebody. Because this is where it's at today. People don't want to go where they're supposed to go at. Well, I would go over there, but, you know, I ain't got no music. Hey, there's a lot of churches that don't have music. They call the, what you call them there? Primitive. Yeah, the Primitive Baptist Church, they don't use music. Huh? See? And you didn't know that, did you? I don't know why they don't use music. I never asked. Okay? But I don't have none because I don't have a musician. And let me tell you, you can come over with me and get me a musician and pay him $400 every week. He'll get more money than me. You see? Then we just ain't got no musician right now, huh? You see? You don't want to come because I ain't got no music. We sing. Hello? Hey, we sang the song of Zion, right? Why you want to come? You don't want the word? Come on then. See? God say he in you. He's the music in you. Did you see that? He's the music in you. You can't help for singing songs. You can't help for being happy. And every time you do, you got some kind of melody on your lips. Why? Because he's in you. You're in his high place, your high place in him. Do you see? You got it? You didn't get that. You didn't get that. See, I'm trying to get you into a high place in Christ. Not all the trimmings. You want all the trimmings. Yes, music is beautiful, and it ushers in the anointing. It ushers in the Holy Ghost in there, too. But now they can play music and don't usher in nothing but a hard time. Because everybody's not anointed with the music. Do you want an anointed musician, or you want somebody right down from the nearest bar? Come in there and play a few minutes, then run back to the bar and get him a drink. You want that kind of person? Huh? All over God's house when he's supposed to be in you? Do you want that kind? Come on, talk to yourself now. Tell yourself the truth. Do you want that kind? Nah, you don't want that kind. No, you don't. Okay, let me tell you what the 23rd verse of the 18th chapter says. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Hello. Did you see what he said? I kept myself. Now, do you know that's a message all by itself? I kept myself. Ah. Now, you got something to do, don't you? Huh? See, when you take on Christ in a relationship with him, a personal relationship with him, he gave you the responsibility to keep yourself. How you keep yourself? Remember what the words say? Huh? That if you get in trouble and you can't see your way and it get a little bit too hard for you, he's to your rescue. Did you get the picture there? Can you see that, people? My God, I see that right now. I see that. And that makes me happy when he said he'll deliver me because he delighted in me. Just because he delighted in me. I'm pleasing him by obeying him. I'm in the place where God told me to be at. Did you hear? Most people, a lot of people, not in the place they can. They got buried. Well, I don't want to go there because y'all don't have no dignitaries. Let me tell you one thing, people. I know just as many dignitaries as the dignitaries know. I know a lot of famous people, hobnob with them, talk with them, associate with them, a lot of famous people. I don't have to drop no names to make you happy. Because you'll say, well, they ain't there now. Well, I could call them. I will call them when God tell me. I don't call them just to be called them just because they are. I'll call you with the no name. If God say call you, because God say call you, it'll be more beneficial for me because God told me to call you. Sure. It's not beneficial just calling them because they got a name. You only going to come there because of the name and you ain't staying. So I ain't got nobody to help grow, to grow in Christ. Because you ain't coming, you going to follow them wherever they go next. You see? So what are we doing? Instead of being in our high places, we trying to get people that's in the worldly high places to take the place of the high place that God called us to be in. And when you know God tell you to call thus or so, this one or that one, you in a high place. You got honorable mention. You see that? You got honorable mention. And God good. My God, you don't get it. You don't get it. God got each one of us, huh? In our own high place. Not somebody else's, but your high place, where you're supposed to be. And when you are there, you're supposed to do what? What he say? What's on his plan for you? Purposed plan for you. Huh? What God got on your purpose plan? Huh? For you to be at thus and so address at this time. For you to do this, that, or the other at this time. Huh? So how are we going to do that? Huh? Praise God. This is my high place. Now, I'm going to leave off on this here. We may go back on that later or not, whatever, but we're going to let Brother Michael let it go. Deacon Michael, I call him Brother Dan.
All confused today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word that apostle was saying. Hear my cry. That's what I titled it, to hear my cry, because she made it personal. David made it personal. just like we should make it personal. When we talk to God, we need to make it personal. We can't say, oh, I'm talking for somebody. You know how people always use themselves as a third person? Mm-hmm. And they try to say, oh, it wasn't me, it's for a friend of mine. Just go on and say it's for you. Ain't no harm in it. It's for you. It's personal. It's for you. Now, if you don't want nobody to know that you talk to God, God ain't gonna want no. He ain't gonna want to know you either. Let's face that. You know, but we when our apostle was reading Psalms here, and I listened to it, and when she read what was it, verse 19? I had went to 18. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. And I thought about that. I said, you know, if we're in here and we're in, and God is telling you that he's preventing your calamity, he's helping you in your trials. He's helping you in your days of misery, so to speak. You know, because we have a tendency that we will get down on ourselves and we will be all depressed and all out of sync. But we got to know that God is always going to be there with us. Now, if we believe in him, then we should know that he is there. That's if we believe in him. If you truly believe in him, if you truly want him with you to help you fight your battles, to help you to do the things you need to do. You know, verse 8 say, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Now, look how he came in. You know, people might think that's a bit of a theatrics or whatever you want to call it, but a lot of times God got to get a point across of who he is and what he is to us. Sometimes you got to let people know who you are, what you stand for. See, we kind of tendency that we going to hide our Christianity. See, that's what's wrong with us now. Because we want to stay in the background and we don't want nobody to know who we are and who we belong to. That's where we get into trouble at. Because if we round there in the background hiding who we are and who we represent, the devil coming in the back door coming to jump us. Because we're back there hiding in the front, the devil coming in the back door on us. So we need to understand where we're at and where we stand for and who we are. I think we talked about last night knowing whose we are and who we are in Christ. Now, we should know who we are in Christ or what we are. Can we stand? Can we put up with all these things? How do we handle turmoil and trouble? Do we stand for God or are we standing on our own? Are we in Christ or are we not in Christ? See, we can always ask God for help. Yep. We can always ask God to stand in, to come in for us. You know, and I be talking to God all the time. Now, I find myself talking to God all the time. Sometimes he answers, sometimes he don't. You know, but that time will come. When he answers me, it's because I need it at that time. At that time he don't answer, I don't need it. I have to look at it that way. I really don't need it at that time. It'll come back later on, but it's not at that time. Because it's really not that distressful. You know, a lot of times we have a lot of things going on in our head that ain't even real. You know, we need to understand that, because that's what's understanding yourself. Because we got a lot of stuff. Now, yesterday I went to the doctor and I asked him a question. And y'all want to know what the question is? I said, "Doc, am I a hypochondriac?" You know, he just looked at me and laughed. You know, I say, because, you know, sometimes I don't know if it's just in my head or what. I say, but this pain is real. It hurts. So he said, "No, it's real." I said, "Okay, I just want to make sure that I ain't dreaming." You know, because a lot of times we'll have stuff going on in our head, and it can be just as real as it can be to us. But it's not. It's all an illusion. It's all something to take you out of your rest, to take you out of what you need to do for the Lord. If you're trying to do something for the Lord, something's going to come up. So you got to be ready for that battle. Because it's a battle. It's always a battle between good and evil. Let's face that. It's always a battle. It's been a battle since day one. It's always going to be a battle. You know, so we need to, number one, we need to understand that, because it's never going to be all peaches and cream. If somebody tell you that they have nothing, no problems, never had anything going on, you know they lying. Right then they need to be on the altar. You know, get some duct tape and tape them there. Make sure they get it. You know, because they're lying. Because everybody on this earth done went through something. Some kind of turmoil, some kind of illness. It's always been something. It might be financial, mechanical, it can be a number of things, but it's always something. There's always something that's going to make you wonder if God exists. See, a lot of people have a problem with realizing that does God exist, see, because they can't feel him and touch him. You don't need to feel him and touch him. All you got to do is believe. And if you believe, anything can happen. See, and that there comes back to that imagination that's in your mind, that's in your head. You can believe in everything else. You can believe in man. You can believe in this. You can believe in that. But can you believe in God? Can you handle God's greatness? Can you handle God's strength? You know what? I think that's the problem with people. When God do something for them, they can't handle it. I believe they flip out. You know, so we got to understand where we stand and where we're at. And we got to do the right thing. And we know that David had a repentant heart. That whatever it was going on, he knew what to do. Now, we should know what to do, because it tells us right here what's going on. It tells us right here in Psalms. It tells you about how David repented all the time. He didn't say he was perfect, but he knew what to do. See, there's no such thing as a perfect person. The only person that was perfect was Jesus, and he gone. He up there with the Father. If any of us were down here perfect, we'd be up there too. Because we have no use to be here anymore, because we're too perfect. Ain't no perfect people. Not in the flesh, not down here. Now we need to get real about all these things. See, people don't understand that what truth is anymore. They don't fear God anymore. See, but it's coming time. It's going to have to happen at some point in time. Now you know when something happened. the first words come out of people's mouth is, oh, God, but they don't believe in God. They say, God, help me. That first thing come out of their mouth, but they don't believe in God. Now, they had to hear about God somewhere for them to throw his name out there. Now, you got those that stubborn enough that won't say it. They won't act on it, and they won't say it because they're too stubborn. It's right in their minds. There we go with that imagination in the mind again. See, a lot of people have things all twisted in their mind because they're listening to people on the left, on the right, in the front, in the back. They're listening to all these people talking to them with all this stuff, and all of a sudden their mind is confused.
Yeah, amen.
And it's always people, and you ever notice there's always people who don't go to church? But can tell you how church is. Ain't gonna tell you they ain't no good in there. But they don't step foot in the church and they don't know what the church is about because they ain't never went in the doors of the church. Come on now, you know we falls into some dumb stuff that's unnecessary. We listen to the wrong people. That's unnecessary. They'll say, oh, I'm trying to help you. How are you trying to help me and I'm trying to do something good? I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to better my soul. I'm trying to go to heaven. I ain't trying to go to hell. But you going to tell me how to go to hell fast, quick, and in a hurry. You know, that's why things happen to people because they be out of place. A lot of us is out of place. A lot of people out of place. You know the old saying, out of sight, out of mind? That's what it be. See, we get ourselves in so much trouble and so much things that we don't know how to bring ourselves out. And all we got to do is call on God. All we got to do is repent and tell him, God, I'm sorry, take me. Take me out of this mess, God. All you got to do is repent, talk to him. But talk to him with a loving heart. You got to open your heart and you got to be serious about what you're saying. See, a lot of times we be trying to fake a move. People try to fake a move. They try to find out, they want to know if God do something, and then when God do something for them, they go the other way, and then they expect for God to come back and help them again. See, the thing about it, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome, that's the definition of insanity. See, we got to know what we know about God. See, the word of God is true. I ain't say get all your answers out of the Playboy magazine because there ain't no answers there. You know, you see people in the store and when you see the fellas in the store getting the Playboy magazine, oh, I just want to read the articles. No, you're a liar. You just want to look at the pictures. Let's face that. You know, you don't see them in the department where they buy a Bible. They probably ain't got a Bible home, but they got all the magazines stuck under the bed. You know, that's what people do though. You know, they rather have faith in other things and try to hide things. But God see it all. That's why a lot of them get found out. He got to pull the cover off of that sinful nature. Once you're in that sinful nature, God will put a cover on you now. You trying to play both ends of the fence. Something always happens. That cover always will get blown. That cover will get blown. You know when they be saying people trying, you know they say the police be deep undercover? You can be deep undercover in sin, and then somebody gonna find it out. It's always gonna be uncovered. So why try? But man do. Let's face that, man do. Man like to get in. Man, see the thing about it is we get our own selves in trouble. Like I say, by listening to others, by our own imaginations, what's going on in our own heads, we got to calm ourselves down sometimes, and sometimes we got to block out our own imagination in our head. Because we get into this state of mind that nothing else exists but me. But where you got to understand is God is here with you too, and He exists. The devil wants you to think these ways. The devil wants you to get out there all willy nilly. See the thing about it is He already got the sinners. He don't need to mess with them no more because He got them. So He's coming at you. You know, He want to pluck you out. The devil always want to pluck you out. The devil always want to pluck you out of your rest and out of what you're doing. The devil always want to pluck you out from the Word of God. You ever had a time when you trying to read the Word and study, and all of a sudden the Sandman come on you and put the sleep on you? It's supposed to put the sleep on you. Now what you gonna do with that? You know, you got to ask God to help you in this aspect to fight that battle, because it's always a battle some kind of way. See, I try to remember the page I left off on the chapter so I can pick it up again, you know. But these things happen. They happen. The point of the matter is, how do we pick it up? How do we handle it? What do we do with the mess we made of our own selves? You know, we put ourselves in such a sticky wicket. That's the only way I can put that. You know, we do things so crazy, you know, that sometimes we know God laughing at us. Sometimes we know God is laughing at us big time. Because we be at, I know what He be saying. What them people down there doing now? You know, because it's so dumb. God right there to help us, but we going the other direction. You know, that's like God putting the rope out there for us and we turning it down saying we waiting on a ladder. And the ladder never come. So what's going to happen? The rope is there, climb out. Tie it around your waist and wait for somebody to pull you out. That's what it's there for. A ladder is not coming. Because the rope is there. See, we don't know when God is helping us. See, that's the problem. We so confused and so thinking God going to come a certain way, and God comes a different way for us, so we miss our blessing. We even miss our lifeline because of the ignorance that's in us, the stupidity that's in us. That's sad to say it, but it is. So therefore, when we get into the Word of God should come off the pages when we read it. It's coming for us. It's intended for whoever the reader is at that time. It's intended for you to get a hold of it, to grip it. Now, I know this word is for somebody out there today. I know this word in Psalms 18, 2 Corinthians 6, you know, I know this word is out there for somebody out there that's truly need this word at this time. That need to understand that God is there.
Yes, He is. Thank you, Jesus.
Ask with a meaningful heart, with a solemn heart. Ask, and it shall be given. But we got to mean what we say. See, the thing about it is, in the back of our little imaginary mind, we say, when God pull us out, we're going to do such and such and such and such. See, that's when you never get pulled out. Because you already done made up in your mind what you're going to do when God pull you out. So you'll never get out. See, you're going to try to manipulate God, and then God manipulate you. He leave you to the devil. See, sometimes the devil will pull you out, and you'll think it's God. But the devil has strings attached. See, and like I say, our little imaginary minds would go for anything. We'd be out there all willy-nilly and get ourselves in the sticky-wicky. You know, so we need to understand what's going on now. We need to find out what's happening in our lives today. We need to come forth and talk to God and make sure he gets us out of these things, you know. In here, Sister Diane. Why is she laughing about my sticky wicket?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is good. Are you making God your personal Savior today? Are you making God personal in your life today? I tell you, that's an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I know y'all are probably tired of me saying it's an awesome word, but guess what? It is an awesome word coming from the Lord. But, you know, just reading Psalms 18, verse 2. So the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horns of my salvation and my high tower. Everything is mine. Who is mine? When you're reading it, you're saying it's yours. This is yours. This is everything that God is to you. And then when you go over into Psalm 62, verse 1, it said, truly, my soul waited upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Meaning you're putting all your trust in God. Why? Because he said, he is your deliverer. He is your protector. He is your refuge. He is anything that you need him to be in this time. What is a rock? A rock is something solid. Just like he had told Peter that upon this rock he will build his church. Are you a rock today for someone that needs to come into Christ? Are you that rock today? You can be that rock for that person that's going through. And he said, he is my fortress. What is a fortress? A large fortified place. A fort or group of forts often included in a town. Any place of exceptional security. Meaning, you cannot just enter in. The enemy just cannot enter in like that. Can you be that prayer warrior for that person today? He say, he is our deliverer. What is a deliverer? It said to take something to a person or a place. He's delivering you out of what it is that you're going through. He is delivering you. Why? Because you trust in him. Are you trusting in him today that you're able to stand and say, God did this for me because I trust, I believe, I put my faith, I did everything and give everything to God. He delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt. He delivered them from Pharaoh. He is my refuge. What is a refuge? It's a shelter or protection from danger or trouble. Whatever we want from God, we can get. But can we get into that place today? Can we get into that high place today that Apostle was talking about? Can, when you get into that place, you trust in and you believe in the word of God, you standing upon the word of God, can you today get into that high place and know that he is your refuge? Can you today? He say he's my buckler. It say it's a buckler is a small round shield held by handles at arm's length. Now, you know when you those knights, the shield that they have. Now just picture that God have one of those big ones at arm's length, protecting you, shielding you. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue walking the walk that you walk, or come into the knowledge of Christ? Say, you know what? I had enough of the world. It's time now for me to get myself right. It's time now for me to walk upright in God. What do? You come, you repent. You repent today. And when you repent and ask God to come into your life, he will be your rock. He will be your rock today. He will protect you. We serve an awesome and powerful God, and sometimes we forget why. Because of our issues and our problems is so much in front of us, and that's what we focus on. Instead of we focus on a God that says he is our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our protector, he's our way maker. He is everything that we ask him to be once we trust and believe who he is. So today, make it personal. Make it personal of who God is to you. Know who you are. Know who you belong to. We serve an awesome, powerful God, and there is none greater than him. So today, know that you are loved. God loves you. And take heed to the word that came for thee. Take heed to it. Go back and listen to the broadcast. Listen to the broadcast, because you know what? Apostle said it is for someone out there. It could be for you. It could be for a friend that you know that is going through. Share it today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also hear this broadcast again at blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And you can listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. And she's been on this broadcast from 2009. So, you know, it's some awesome listening. And trust me, I'm not being prejudiced. I'm telling you the truth. We serve an awesome God, and God used her through this broadcast. He used her when he speaks through his mouthpiece, and she is his mouthpiece. So you tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.